she called it, and it was firing on all cylinders. Dee Dee was fit enough when Norton first met her, but now that she was running a gym, she'd turned into a human dynamo. As Les shortly discovered when Dee Dee came down to Sydney to buy some more gym equipment at an auction. 5 days she stayed with Les before driving back to Taree the previous Saturday with one of the girls who worked for her, and a pretty torrid 5 days it was too, especially in the porking department. However, there was a bit more to it with Dee Dee than just that. Now that she was gone, Les found himself thinking about her quite a bit, particularly when he'd be sitting around the Kelly Club at night when it was quiet. In fact, if it hadn't been for Dee Dee's ratbag family, Les might have gone up to Taree and given it some sort of a go. In the meantime, life had to go on. And on this particular breakfast occasion, Les and Warren weren't about to discuss women, the coming of Christmas, or what was making the headlines in their Sunday papers. During Norton's absence, Warren had received part of a modest inheritance, which he'd now turned into a sizable investment, which Norton wanted to discuss a little more fully. But more out of curiosity than anything else, as he'd told Warren earlier. "Okay, Les," said Warren, folding his Sunday paper